Wednesday night.
Points between neighbours. I know it's a bit of a time of the year when people not have enough bins, but a time of the year when people need a lot of bin space after the Purim Suda and then before Pesach. And there's always people are, especially if you live in Salford, when you get collection once in 3 weeks. In Manchester, there's a collection once in 2 weeks, but other places. But so I'd like to, but there's a few things similar, and I just will just cover the two say similar cases in the Gemara to be able to work it out. So discussing a bit about using somebody else's bins, using somebody else's skips, somebody's got a skip and you want to put your things there, and if you want to just dump something on somebody else's, or you think he's got a big garden and he's not there half the time, I could have dumped a few old furniture in my neighbor's garden. And then the question is also sometimes, you know, people need deliveries for building sites or bricks and putting it in somebody else's garden. All these things, are you allowed to, are you not allowed to, can you charge it, can you not charge it, can you object? And then there's a bit of, a lot of trespassing and parking. I mean, somebody's written out in our Kerel Mishpat holding about parking. Just talking now a bit more about the temporary things like bins So the Yisod HaDvorim, he should be allowed to use sometimes somebody else's property. But normally we know there's a Gizela, there's a Issa to use some of these things without permission, Shersha Vadas, Nika Gazan. But the reason why is often is because Chazal, there's a din of Kofin HaMidastoyim. The Mishnah says in Ovos, if someone says, Shili, Shili, Shilcho, Shilcho, I won't budge and you don't step into my, never step in one foot into my garden, and I'll never step into your garden, it's a bit of stone, if it's no reason about it. So the Kofin HaMidastoyim is a Gemara a few times. The Beis Din can enforce, Shalas, to what stage they can enforce, whether they can enforce as Musa, or they can enforce, the Beis Din can actually physically mix in Al Midastoyim. Somebody who, B'Shum HaOfen, wants to not to be Mavata Ki Huzeh. So of course to be Mavata is a big Midah, but sometimes there's an extreme. There's a chassid who's almost mavata, a chassid, I mean a chassid from the Gemara, yeah, and there's somebody who's a bit more stingy, but somebody who's, in certain cases, Chazal felt it's totally unfair in Kofin HaMidastoyim. Kofin HaMidastoyim is, as Tosfos says, Mavasa to the Raisa. Some say it's Bechlal Vahavtu L'Recha Kamocha. Some say it's part of Takonas Yeshua Benun. One of the more Bovakama brings down 10 Takonas Yeshua Benun made on Manas Kain, you should be able to, when they crossed over to Eretz Yisrael, Manas Kain Hilchot and Yeshua Zoretz, that you can walk in footpaths by the side, Mahalkim Bishvili Roshus, where you don't affect the plants, you can sometimes make shortcuts through fields or through this. I haven't heard of the more recently, there's a few clones about it, but that's also part of Kofin HaMidastoyim. And then some say, I think, Kotlas or Yan Tzedek Tzedek Tivdei, the person has to look to do good. And of course, not everyone can be a big Mavata, but in certain things where there's absolutely no Kapeda, there's Kofin HaMidastoyim. Now, there's even so we have a klal that Kofin, Besen can enforce Midastoyim. A person shouldn't be like a Anshei Stoyim to be able to say, I'm not Mavata Ki Huzer, I'm not going to. There's one thing which is obvious, which doesn't have to be said. I can't go to a rich man and say, what does he need so much? I mean, what would he care if something is missing from him? He gets a huge delivery, I know half is going to go to the bin, and I'm not allowed to go and steal somebody's belongings because of Kofin Midastoyim. That's bullshit. But there's another thing, is that whenever there's a shtikel chesom, and that's why sometimes dagdoros are a little bit hard. Whenever there's a chesom for the person, we don't say Kofin Midastoyim. For example, trespassing, whether to walk through his garden. If you're walking past and there's a hezekriya, he will feel uncomfortable. He's sitting there having a party or having a meal with his wife, with his family and children, and he doesn't feel comfortable. People walking past and can stare in and look at him. He feels uncomfortable. He cannot have a relaxed meal when he knows people can say it. So that's a clear case. But the Imam says we don't say Kofin Midastoyim. A person is not mechuyev to lose his privacy or to lose his normal private way of using a house because of Midastoyim. Even so, that this person walking through a concrete path will not ruin anything, will not ruin any plants, he's got a right to object. Again, the Imam brings down two cases when even there's only chashash. The Imam says somebody put a window which you can't really look into the neighbor. The neighbor can object because he says, Zimnin, you will stand on a stool on the ladder and you'll be able to look in. I don't feel comfortable of you having a window. Even so, you tell me the window is quite high. But I'm not going to go into all these halachos of windows. But then, and the Gemara brings down that sometimes, even if a person is going to do some repairs on the roof, he can say, you're not looking, but sometimes you might be scared and you might want to, you're saying that you won't look because you feel uncomfortable, but sometimes you want to hold on and then you'll give a stare. So whenever there's a little of convenience where I'm losing my privacy, we say there's no din of Kofin Midastoyim. And Faket, I don't even know if a person, even a person who's a good person can feel that he's not prepared to give up the privacy of his family and have everyone staying at the supper table. I mean, I don't even know if it's going to succeed in that. We find other cases when there is al chesor and ktsas. We're coming to these cases. So whenever there's a shtikel chesor, we don't say kofin midastoyim, but when there's no chesor, kofin midastoyim. A chesor means a chesor which is considered by chazal or by people chesor. There are people say, I can't sleep at night if somebody knows, I know somebody is trespassing my garden, or it's a house in Wales and he's living there hundreds of miles away. I mean, and he goes there just about one week a year. I mean, that won't make sense. I was kind of concerned. So now to get to our cases, I should mention three Gemaras and then we'll see some of them and then we'll work it out. The first Gemara is Mavakama, which is a famous Gemara that somebody who lives in somebody else's house, for some reason he knows the Balabos is not there, and he decides, he knows what the key is, he knows the number lock, and he goes to sleep there. So if it's a house which he could sometimes rent out, we're talking about a house where he's not living in, so there's no chesaron, it's an empty house, a vacant house. He's going to sell it one day, he's not living there, so there's no chesaron of tznius, no chesaron of hezekriya. If the maaser, this person, can rent out the house, then aposet, you can't go, you can't, is there an end of is there a chosar? So you're having pleasure and the other is losing out because you can't rent out the house. People see the lights on and they won't rent out the house. If...
People don't know he's there. People don't know. They're asking if you can rent it out that night. Maybe he's renting out that night. I walk in at 6 o'clock at night into this guy's house. He's not renting it that night. If he does, he'll come there.
Nowadays, Airbnb, you can rent out for a while. I mean, I'm saying... It's something which I've got a rental income from. So even so now, I haven't got anyone tonight.
So that punkt I haven't got tonight, is that out? No,
Pashas not, because it's Oymud Lahaske. Yeah, the buyer has decided that the next few months he's going to rent it out and made a Pashas not out. What happens if it's a house, Oymud Lahaske? It's a house or it's a garage, a shed or something like that, in a place where no one rents. It's not that there's no demand at all, and this person is not a person which is able to rent. So that there's a bit of a difficult remote to understand. The remote says a person cannot force, even so that if I went and lived in somebody's house, which he's not renting, he's decided he's going to put on the market to sell it, he's not renting, everyone asks me, you're renting it, I'm not renting it. And he goes and he finds somebody squatted in there for a few weeks, he won't be able to charge him rent. Because then, he's not going to rent it. But I want to tell him, he can tell him, leave the house, I don't want you. So, but the more is quite an interesting thing. The more says, אבל לא יוכל לקויף על החתרילה שיניח לבו אלו דרימו, אף כך זה קויף על המידה סטויים, היה אחד אמר לבדו ודי בו אלו אונס לי יוכל אונס. The more says, in something where I can't make any money out of, it's an empty land, no man's land, some middle of Wales, where no one is there, then the more says, then Taka, we would take קויף מסלם. But בכי אגב, where the more says, I could rent it, I'm not renting it out because I want to sell it. But if I would decide to rent, I could rent it. Most people won't bother to rent it because he's decided he's putting it on the market to sell. But the Maisa, he could physically rent it out. So that's where the Ramah says, that's where he can stop him to do it. And they, a lot of Rishonim seem like the Piskachu and others, they say the Ramah is a big Kiddush. And they say the Ramah is Mashma Dafkin because in kindness I could make some money out of it. Even so, I didn't intend to, and I don't intend to, but because I could make some money renting it out, that's why I can kick you out and say I want to stop you. But much more if it's a place where it's totally unrentable, an empty garage or something like that, and somebody sitting there in a place where there's no demand at all, or there's no, and somebody sits there and you want to kick him out, much more the more you can't kick him out. The Ramah says, the Paskim said, no, the Ramah's Mashma, you can't charge because there's no rental demand in that place, yeah?
Yeah, so you can't charge it.
So
you can't
kick him out. What's the heads of the other, it's going to
Hilfil Yehud's
garret?
Is it going to go in?
Man.
Is he ever going to go in?
You're talking about Boyfriend, he's not Machasa, it's not a furnished house. He's sleeping on the floor or turning on the rough floor. He's not even making any wear and tear, so you're not losing anything.
I know, but is it going to for him to go in?
No. There's no good neighbor to walk into someone's house if you're not, you can kick you out. It's not good neighbor. You're not taking anything, you're not taking it, you're not being machasim. His house hasn't gone down at all in value because somebody walked in there 2 weeks ago, stayed there for a few hours, and you haven't bought it into your resource, you haven't done any maisa good neighbor, and you haven't been machasim money. But the Ramah says if there's absolutely no loss, you can't stop him. And then the Mr. Chu brings down that many Tosis now would say the Maestro about the Lashon Tosis is Sha'amaka Muslim, any Mercha Menea, I've got a right to object. Yeah, so the question is, so here we see there's a Machlekes, but I can object to somebody living in an empty garage which I'm not aimed to rent at all, and it's not, there's no rental demand for it, yes or no. So according to the Ramah, I'm allowed to go into someone's property. As long as he's not losing anything, and as long as I'm not doing any hazik, and even so, he's absolutely Helmut Asher move out straight away. I'm not mechuyev to, yeah. If he pushes me out, he pushes me out. I mean, if he gets shomer to kick me out, but the master, I've got no chiyuv up yalach d'ra'am. There's another Gemara, where the Gemara is in Bava Basra, in the end of Cheskes Abatim, where he can put a ladder, you've got your gutter nearby your neighbor. And every few weeks you have to clear it up. So you want to dump a little small ladder, which is not a chazimor, it's a sort of cotton, less than 4 steps. You want to have it like to be able to accessible. Every time to strap out the ladder, not, you want to leave it by Yonan. So the Machaba says in Shulchan Aruch that you can't stop Yonan putting out the ladder. If you want the area, you want to use your garden there, and you want to build there, you can build there, you can remove it. But you haven't got a right to you can't stop him. But whenever you need the space, you'll tell him to move. But if you don't need the space, you just put a sign, do not enter, he's allowed to live there, sell him cotton. And the Torah asks the Kasha, I don't understand, it's the Rambam, the Torah said, I don't understand. How can you go to somebody else's house against his will? So we see right in Machlekes, whether you're allowed to step into someone's, Now, so let's get it clear. Avada can't go and build, and somebody's got a big garden, yeah, a big one of these big gardens, and I say finish. He's not using the garden. I've been watching him the last 5 years. He's never stepped the second half of the garden at all. So I'll go one day and build there, and I'll let it out. That's for sure. I mean, I can't do something with clears. But here, a letter that the Ramaz Dimchal Shekhnov says, you can remove it whenever you want. No, I don't even need him to remove it. Whenever I want to go there, I'll just remove it and dump it into his garden. For him, it's convenient to have it here, so we made a case where he's not taking any of my privacy. He's not fixing it there. It's a temporary zach. It's not something which messes up my garden. It's not something which causes any damage. The Shekhnov says you cannot stop him, and the Tor says he doesn't understand why you should know to stop him. Yeah. There's another case of putting out a porch in Vienna's. I've got a porch like when he used to use it for hanging flower pots or something like that over my neighbor's ground, if I'm allowed to do it or not. The Shekhnov says that you're allowed to do it because what was Yerba Chosa, yeah? You just put it there, he's not going to build that. If he wants to build there, he'll be able to remove it. If it's a porous metaphor, but there's no Hezekiah where he can't, in the case of no Hezekiah. And the Torah says, right, I don't understand. How can you start using Yerba's land? So we have to know why sometimes yes, sometimes not. So the Klal HaDvarim is, if you're doing something which is a fixed thing, you're not allowed to fix something this. The Ziz, you're not really taking Yerba's land. You're just putting something out of your window where to hang your washing or something like that. Yerba can remove it straight away. You're not actually parking on his land. You have to say such a swara. That's why the Shekhan holds you allowed to. The ladder can be easily removed and you can just take it whenever you want. Whenever it's disturbing you, just put it back into whatever you want to use the garden or whatever you want to use it, you move it.
You want the bin?
So the bins are, so the master bins. Like I said, the council bins, yeah.
2 minutes left.
Yeah, so the bins are like this. If you're causing Yerba hazard, that it's a bad reach, a bad smell, bad odor, yeah, then your mazikim, a reach, something with your mazikim. But then, let's say it's paper bins, you want to dump your old amadiyas into your neighbor's bin, yeah. So the chayram, in the council bins, there's anyway not, I don't think there's any issa at all, because no matter the
take up his space.
And
take up his space, he
needs no, it. No, both from. He's away. He's away.
He's away.
I know he's gone away. So what am I doing? I know he's not going to fill it up. It's Tuesday night.
Okay.
The bins are coming tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Yeah, I can do this. The shal is only the bifa bins, which they do belong to you, because you rent it, yeah? So schiras kind of stands. So, Bamas, that will be totally in the machlek somehow. So if it's causing Yerba,
so
if
you're
causing
the
leak,
Bam. Then
Hen was
at the
chosen,
the beef
also. I'm going to go at 6 in the morning, and I'm going to put my rubbish out at 6 in the morning, and I'm going to see my neighbours use my bin. How do I know? How does he know? I'm not going to be at 6 in the morning to fill it up. I've come to the bin, it's full from the next door neighbour.
Yeah, so you're talking about, we're talking about boyfriend where you know for sure that they're not going.
I'm talking
he's
about
got away. He's got away to
I'm not talking about, the night before, you're going along, you've got 10 dimes, you go around the street, putting in everyone's
bin. So let's, because we've got 30 seconds, yeah? If it's a case where the Maisa Yana will lose because there's a bad odor, or because he will not have space for himself, Avadi can be marked. If it's a case of the count, if it's a case where the Maisa Yana won't lose anything, then you can take on with something he doesn't even mind. He's gone away now for 2 weeks, yeah? And if he puts it settled, no one to use my bin, yeah? There'll be machlekes, machabon ramon, if you're not mazik him at all. If you're not causing him any hazik, the haini, for sure he won't be using this bin, for sure he won't, or this, and you put
it in the maybe offer it to somebody else.
Yeah, so I don't know. Okay, if it's a council bin, I don't know who he's going to offer. I don't know. I don't even have to speak to the Suffolk Council, yeah. And if it's a river bin, yeah, I don't know if that's considered a chasson of river bin. And the same as the skip, and the same as everything. If there's no chasson going to be whatsoever, there is so the shal is how you paskin. The Marsham says you can say that I'm allowed to do it if there's no hezek.
When do you ever know there's a vada in the hezek?
What?
When do you know there's a vada you're never going to use it?
He's away.
That's it.
He's away, or he's never ever stepped
out. I'm going to get 5 in the morning and I'm going to put my stuff in
the bin. He's never ever stepped out of his house.
You put your bin out already by night?
I have, but I've got a little, I forgot.
You might have more in the morning.
I forgot. So I said, I'll do it 5 in the morning, I'm not doing it now. I'll get the shackles.
Before the bin,
you put my bin in the
morning. He's never left his house before 9 o'clock. Never, ever.